Now, a group of Israeli settlers have burned a baby to death after they set fire to a Palestinian home in the occupied West Bank. The 1.5-year-old baby's parents and his 4-year-old brother were seriously wounded in the incident in the village of Kfar Duma near Nablus. Now, the Israeli settlers threw firebombs into the home and then set it on fire. And they spray-painted graffiti on the walls of the house before leaving. Witnesses said the attackers were seen moving toward the settlement of Male Ibrahim in the occupied West Bank. And we're joined now out of Ramallah by Press TV correspondent Mona Candil. Mona, what more can you add to this horrifying story?
The 1.5-year-old baby, Ali Dawabshi, was burned to death, as you have mentioned. The father, the mother, and 4-year-old brother were seriously wounded after the house was set on fire in the village of Duma near Nablus. Several settlers threw fire bombs into the house. According to the witnesses to local residents there, the settlers smashed the windows of the house before throwing fire bombs inside. So the intention was clear. They wanted to kill the family, the Palestinian family living in that house. They were 4, and they were heavily armed settlers. They managed to flee the scene. Of course, the residents of the village chased them. However, they could not follow them. They fled towards the settlement of Ma'ale Ephraim. It's very adjacent to the village of Duma. According to the witnesses, the settlers fired fire bombs and sprayed painted graffiti reading "Revenge" and "Long live the Messiah." Before fleeing, the word Messiah means in their Bible the liberator of a group of people or the high priest. Unfortunately, Israel has always failed to prosecute settlers who attack Palestinians in occupied territories, and such attacks are frequent and they are escalating in the last period. In many cases, armed settlers who are usually protected by the Israeli soldiers target Palestinian civilians and their property, especially in the towns and villages adjacent to the Jewish settlements, and they continue to burn and attack the mosques and the villagers living in that or in these areas.
And Mona, I mean, it seems from the graffiti spray painted on the wall there that it's a hate crime. But other than it being a hate crime, is there any grounds for what other motive could be at play here? Why the settlers would carry out this kind of attack on a family's home and raise it to the ground?
Well, these attacks are frequent. As I have mentioned, that these villages and towns, they are very adjacent to the nearby Jewish settlements. In a way or another, the settlers show the Palestinians that they have the power, they can control everything. So they come and terrify the Palestinians. In many cases, as what happened today, they kill members of the families. So the Palestinians might fear and leave their areas in a way or another. If not the Israeli soldiers taking the land by force, the settlers come and continue to attack and target the Palestinians. So they leave these areas and the settlers can just take over these privately owned Palestinian lands in order to annex them to their Jewish settlements.
Thank you, Mona, for your update. That's Mona Candil, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Ramallah.